Is it okay to fire your boss? Thank you for calling Growth Instigator Hotline, where we instigate growth one call at a time, where we utilize antiquated technology to deliver 3-minute leadership lessons every day of the week. This is message number 34, and I am Aaron Havens. So I guess the question really starts with, who is your boss, right? And I bet a vast majority of us listening today have, quote unquote, quit a job. So yeah, isn't that like firing your boss, right? I do a lot in the service industry as well as in the industries of coaching and consulting. In the service industry, my company has around 500, 700 clients, somewhere in that ballpark. In all of our years, we have maintained a nearly perfect 5-star rating on Google. Every time we go, we get a 5-star. It's just what it is. I guess we're awesome, right? And then along comes that customer. No matter how many times we would return, go out of our way, for 3 years in a row, there was nothing we could do to satisfy her. She lived in one of the nicest houses, had plenty of money. Our team was well-trained. I even went multiple times. There was nothing we could do to satisfy her. Finally, our ownership team made the collective decision to fire our client, fire our customer. It wasn't a good fit. All of our relationships that we have in life are give and take. I give a service, you pay me, we smile. It's a great relationship. When the relationship gets lopsided, though, why would I keep returning? I'm torn here. I'd really like to know. I'd like to know what you would do. We made the right decision. I mean, we gave multiple chances, had direct conversations, gave feedback, took all the steps necessary to have an equitable relationship. But at the end of the day, it wasn't going to work. Where in your life do you need to fire a client? Refer them to your competitor. Introduce them to someone that can make it happen for them. And not in a bad way or a malicious way, just in a this isn't working way. Let me try to help in another kind of way. So how many people could I have served if my time wasn't gobbled up by this 1-star customer? Yeah, that's what I would have rated her. So here's the takeaway. Here's some questions. Where are you most effective? Where are some areas you may need to fire your client and move on? What's keeping you back? And after the beep, I really do want to know, is it okay to fire a customer?